I think if you look at the majority of indicators, whether it's graduation rates going up or test scores going up, you look at how Rhode Island's performing relative to other states in terms of race to top implementation, the state has made some real progress. And I think nobody's satisfied. There's a long way to go. But by, you know, just about every measure, Rhode Island is going in the right direction. So I think it's important to pick out the, you know, personality, you know, issues or whatever it might be, and just sort of look what's happening for children, what's happening for students in Rhode Island. And not every state these days is making progress. That's the reality. And we have a state that is making some real progress in the right direction. I think that's encouraging. I think it's really important that this work be done in a collaborative manner. And work, you know, there's no way you're going to continue to see improvement if all the adults, teachers and principals and parents and the board and the commissioner aren't they need to be working together. And it's just like I always say, education is like a family. When adults fight, kids lose. But I think it's so important to collaborate, to listen, to learn from one another. And my sense is through, in terms of things like race to top implementation, there's been a pretty significant effort to listen, to make mid-course corrections, to not sort of have a, you know, my way or the highway mentality. And again, relative to other states, my team has been actually very impressed with the progress and the thoughtfulness and the listening that's gone on there. My understanding is, you know, not only is Rhode Island won Race to Top, you know, grant from us, obviously also got money through the Race to Top Early Learning Challenge, and all that's done with the support and participation of teachers, and we've also given an I-3, an Investment Innovation Grant, to the union there. So there's lots of creative work, you know, going on there. And again, I think it's just important that people continue to collaborate to find common ground. People aren't going to agree on every issue. But to try and make sure that voices are heard and the best ideas, wherever they're coming from, rise to the top.
Commissioner, this is...
Go ahead, Linda.
You saying go ahead?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Secretary, some of us are interested in the timing of your speaking with us and then Governor Chafee meeting last week with the President. Is there anything we should take between those two incidents, or...
Nothing. I didn't know the governor met with the president.
Okay.
I haven't talked to the governor. Haven't talked to Deb. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Secretary, this is Dan Radio. Have you weighed in the past on the issue of a commissioner's reappointment before? Is this the first time you've done this sort of thing? And why issue this vote of confidence in Deborah Gist?
If people have questions, I try and be responsive. And I talked to, actually jumping off this call to do a national press call on early childhood education. And when people have questions, I try and speak honestly and forthrightly.
But as for endorsing other commissioners or this sort of thing, you haven't done this before?
Over the 4 years, I don't know when we've done something identical or not. But where press has questions, I always try and answer them.
Who was that asking that question?
I'm Steve Klamkin. I'm with WPRO okay. Radio in Providence.
Thanks, Steve.
And lastly, do you feel that the future of the Race to the Top effort here in Rhode Island hinges on Commissioner Gist's reappointment
here? No, absolutely not. And we've had, you know, Race to the Tops that have come in from a governor, from one party, and, things have changed. And this is about, again, working for kids. This isn't about personalities or anything like that. So... this is work that the state has made real progress on, and we hope that progress, we hope that progress continues whatever happens here. And we've seen some states see tremendous stability and continuity, and again, with significant change in leadership, you've seen other places where things have come a little bit you know, fall apart a little bit. And so again, it's not about making us happy. It's really about making sure that student achievement continues to improve there. What's interesting to me here is frankly, too often you see people in these type of jobs who are looking to escape or looking to, you know, move on to the next thing. And my understanding here is that you have a commissioner that wants to stay the course, that wants to keep doing the work. And that doesn't happen all the time. And having some stability, having some continuity in leadership positions and whatever, whether it's, you know, education or government or, you know, business or nonprofits, whatever it might be, having some stability and continuity when you're seeing progress, I think, you know, generally that makes sense.
Mr. Secretary Dan McGowan from Channel 12,
just to be clear, if, you know, dropout rates were increasing, if, you know, student achievement was going south, if Rhode Island's, you know, implementation of these things wasn't going well, I would have a very different opinion here. You'd be looking to make, you know, change. But that's unfortunately, that's not the case for the children of Rhode Island.
Again,
Mr.
folks,
Secretary,
please mute your phones if you're not speaking, please. It's very difficult to hear with the background noise. Thank you.
And Dan, I'll take one or two more, and I have to hop off.
Okay.
Sure. So this is Dan McGowan from WPRI.com, Channel 12. Mr. Secretary, you spoke a little bit about the personality issue, but the facts remain. There was a poll here in Rhode Island that showed that 85% of teachers did not want to see that contract renewed. Does it concern you? I mean, we're not talking, you know, 50% or 60%. We're talking the overwhelming majority of teachers are very concerned with the work that the commissioner has been doing. What would you say to those teachers?
I'd say to everybody that it's really important that people come together and collaborate and find common ground. And where there are legitimate differences of opinion, then they should be, you know, discussed, and the best ideas should rise to the top. But I think it's very, very important that everyone be heard, everyone be listened to. And the only way these kinds of hard changes happen and we get better results for children is if adults sort of put aside, you know, ideological differences or, you know, whatever it might be, and just work on the best interests of kids. And I always say in education, there's only one, we often fight the wrong battles in education, and it's actually really disheartening. For me, there's this one common enemy, and that's academic failure, and this one common goal, and that's to see every child be as fulfill their tremendous academic and social potential. And so, you know, I think it's very important to listen to everyone, to teachers, to parents, to principals, administrators, very importantly to students themselves. And, again, not that folks are going to agree on every issue, but that you try and find common ground. And again, that you know, whatever the best idea is, that be executed against. And if someone comes with a better idea, that the people are open-minded and willing to hear that.
Are you concerned at all, Mr. Secretary, that if there's a vote of no confidence in Commissioner Gist, that sends out a signal that undermines your own sort of philosophy or your own approach to education?
Absolutely not. Who makes the state board, right, makes the determination?
Correct.
Here.
Yeah.
They should absolutely do what they think is in the best interest of children. And you know, we work with everybody and we'll support everybody. And our only agenda here is to see our country lead the world in college graduation rates again. And you've seen us work in a very, you know, non-political, non-ideological way with leaders from across the country who may agree on almost nothing else other than education. And we'll continue to absolutely do that in Rhode Island and across the country.
Right,
again, you've seen major change in some states, you know, across the political spectrum, and that doesn't faze us at all. It doesn't matter. We just want to see everybody be successful. We want to see every state getting better faster. That's our only interest.
All right, and with that,
Secretary,
folks, I have a question.
Secretary, Commissioner just told me that teacher morale was low when she arrived here, and by all metrics and everyone's standards, as you know, it certainly hasn't improved. It's gotten worse since she's been here. What does that say about her management style? Is that something that she neglected? When I asked her the question, what did she do during her tenure here to improve morale. She told me she instituted something called the Golden Apple Awards, which is a project with a TV station which you give an award to a teacher once a month or once a week or something like that. So she says morale was low. Morale's, by everyone's standards, gotten worse for teachers. What does that tell you about her management style?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, this is a really difficult time to be a teacher. I think it's important that every leader, you know, again, listen, collaborate, build teams. But we're living in a time in which far too many folks in Congress look at education as an expense, not an investment. We've seen budgets shrink. We've seen the demands on teachers increase. And I think it's really important that not just in Rhode Island, but across the country, that the folks see education as an investment, not as an expense. And
do
so
you think those things are indicative that
Commissioner Gist hasn't
listened as a manager?
Folks, that's the last question, okay? We're not going to be able to...
You know, if I could just finish up, because I actually tried to get in on this call, and your staff was unable to tell me the number or what
folks,
time it started. So I apologize for being late, but...
Let's wrap it up. That's going to be the last question. Thank you.
So, Secretary, you don't want to answer that question?
Well,
thanks,
folks. What was the question?
So I asked you what it said about Commissioner Gist's management style. And you said every leader has to listen. So I'm wondering if what you're saying is, do you feel that Deborah just didn't listen to teachers as much as she could have during her tenure in Rhode Island?
I don't begin to know the details there. I'm just not that intimately familiar with it.
That's important for all of us reporters to know.
Excuse me. Thanks for calling in, folks. I really appreciate your time. I hope this was helpful to you all.
Thank you.
Secretary Duncan, thank you for your time. Really
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you, Sharon. Appreciate it. Thank you, Secretary.
The leader has disconnected.